The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Clonmel. We're back on the flat for a 7-race card in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Good man. What do you make of the card in Clonmel this evening then, Andy?
I think it's a really good one. It took me about 10 minutes to work out what I was going for.
Right.
It's probably one of my straightforward cards I've ever done. It's just literally every race, just like the horse bounced out the page at me. So yeah, I fancy one in every race.
Good stuff. So a confident evening then in store, hopefully.
Yes.
Good. Right. Well, let's find out which ones stand out to you in each race. And the first is the 5:15, and this is a filly's maiden over a mile and a quarter. And interesting market moves in the betting this morning. Circling was even money favourite earlier today. Now out to 5-4, and that's because the money's coming for Vintage Nouveau, who's 2-1 into 6-4. It's the 9-2 or bigger prices, barring those two. Firstly, Andy, do you see it as a match? And secondly, can you understand why the money's coming for the Dermot World Runner?
Sort of, yeah. I wouldn't be as confident as the market is suggesting with Vintage Novo. I thought she ran okay on her debut at Dundalk behind La Hinch Classics. I don't know. I thought it was all right. I wasn't bowled over with the run. She was a 16-1 chance. She wasn't particularly strongly fancied. She clearly is tonight. So maybe she just needed the run that badly that she's kind of like gone under my radar a little bit. I thought actually West Paiser ran, perfectly respectably the horse at Beta, and you know there's a good chance that Mickey Halford's filly might beat her again. But the one to be on here is Circling, the Watchman filly. I think she could edge out to quite a nice price here. She's top of the speed figures. Maidens that she ran in last season were of a very high standard. You know, she was fifth in a listed race on a penultimate start, and even though she got beat when she was a 4-6 poke at Dundalk, time may tell that winner that beat her, the American girl who hasn't run since, might be well above average. The speed figures certainly suggest that the winner's good, and certainly did nothing wrong. The ones in behind have all come out and run well since. Bint Dandy, the Deegan horse who was third, has won since, and even Hellenistic from the Dermot World Stable, who was down the field, has won a handicap at Limerick next time out. So nothing to sort of put us off that form line. So Circling, despite the weakness in the morning, is a strong vote for me.
Okay, Circling, a strong vote from Andy then in the 5:15. The 5:50 is the second race on the card, and this is a median auction maiden over a mile and a quarter. Only five of them in the lineup, and the betting suggests that it should be between Stairabout and Prussian Eagle, who are even money and 11-8 respectively. It's then 15-2 or bigger prices for the other three runners. Do you see this one as a match as well, Andy?
I do, yeah. I'll be confident that Prussian Eagle get the better of the match, so between him and Stairabout. Stairabout ran quite well at Garen the other day, in a race that the odds-on favourite failed to step up to the plate. Of course, it was Gajir, the Johnny Murta trained horse. And, there's nothing wrong with that effort but from the bulging horse. But he has had plenty of chances. And I'm not absolutely convinced he'll get the trip either. Whereas I do think Prussian Eagle is crying out for a step up in distance. Quite what this horse has been doing, running over 6 furlongs and 7 furlongs. I have no idea. He's by Jeremy. He's a stoutly bred horse. And he's been catching the eye, staying on purposefully, in the back end of those two maidens he's running. He was in a handicap last time out, but he carried top weight. And once again, he slowly away from a bad draw and then did all his best work at the end, getting beat only half a length in the end. They were six lengths ahead of a horse called Northern Surprise, who's run consistently well in handicaps thereafter. And if this horse doesn't stay the trip, I'll eat my hat, to be honest. His maiden the time before has worked out really well. The Islander and Leaning Keen have both won out that Curramoda over 6 furlongs, and once again, he did some good work late on. So he's pretty much guaranteed to get the trip for me. In fact, I'll be amazed if he doesn't. And I think he'll improve for it, and I think he'll win the 5:50.
Okay, on to the 6:20 next race, three on the card, and this is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. And Jim Bolger's Chance to Dance is the market leader at 4-5, a shade of odds on. And he ran over 6 furlongs in a maiden on Monday and now steps up to a mile and a quarter, Andy. Do you think he'll get the trip and do you think he'll win?
Again, another one that I can't really work out what Jim Bolger's been playing at with this horse. I mean, he started it off over 7 furlongs at Gowran. It ran encouragingly under a big weight for a 4-yard against Queen of Power, of course, is a classic contender from the O'Callaghan stable. And then he dropped it back in trip the other day, which is absolutely mind-numbingly stupid. I don't know why he was thinking of doing that. He definitely wants at least a mile. And in the cold light of it, ran actually quite a decent race beyond the heavily backed John Ox-trained individual called Sea of Wells, who was a daughter of Sea of the Stars. And she basically outpaced Chance to Dance, went by quite readily with a furlong to run. And then it was noticeable that the Bulger horse was coming back at it at the end, and actually probably with another half a furlong it might have won, which means this horse for me is getting outpaced over short distances and definitely needs further. It's up to a mile and a quarter tonight on soft ground, so you go from one scale of the spectrum to the other, 6 furlongs on good ground to a mile and a quarter on soft. If it does get the trip, and it should do given its run style, then I think it's certainly got enough quality to beat this field. Quite how Cardin has got a rating of 84 is anyone's guess. Indy Gala's only got a rating of 66. I think she's quite useful, that big filly of Patrick Martin's, but she has her limitations, and Eberdani's been running on the all-weather, so the opposition doesn't look exactly that great. So if Chance to Dance does get the trip, and like I say, on the run start it should, then it's another one that should reap the benefits in the 6:20.
Okay. Chance to Dance then for Andy in the 6:20. The 6:50 is the next race, and this is a handicap for three-year-olds rated 47 to 65. And Kaliso Bay has been fairly popular at the top of the betting, 100 to 30 into 5 to 2. It's 11 to 4 for Dixie Highway. Glance of Dune is 9 to 1. 10 to 1 for Hatch Hall and Abby Kadabi. It's 12 to 1 for Dashing Dynamo. Empress Tura is also 12s, as is Count of Carabas. It's then 14 to 1 or bigger prices the rest. A bit more competitive this, Andy. What are your thoughts on the 6:50?
Yeah, I can half see why there's money for Kaliso Bay, who bolted before the start last time out and still ran a good race despite of that, finishing third in quite a decent race down in Gowran behind a heavy gambled on winner. So I think that will go quite well. But I was very impressed by the run of Dixie Highway the other day down in Limerick, similar to myself. The guy in the Racing Post today has written the comments. Johnny Ward, who's a very shrewd operator, has also caught this horse's attention. It should have gone very close to winning, actually, that race down in Limerick the other day. It was just that this horse got trapped in on the rail while travelling well. He just basically got no run for about a furlong and a half, and by the time that he got out of that pocket which he was in off the home turn, the front three home had all gone clear of him in the home straight. And he ran on through tender handed. I think Danny Grant realised he couldn't win the race, but he couldn't do anything other than just let the horse coast home, and he went flashing past the line in fifth to suggest that he's certainly going to be competitive in future handicaps with a bit of cutting the ground over this kind of distance. He ships up at Clonmel, which is one of the trainer's favourite tracks. The only slight negative is that Pat Flynn has had 36 runners so far this flat season, and not one of them have won. So something's got to give here. He's got to turn around a little bit of a misfortune. But that said, if Dixie Highway would have got a run the other day, he might have actually snapped that losing run. So positives and negatives on Dixie Highway. The positive is that eye-catching run and the suggestion that these kind of races are well within his grasp. The slight negative, of course, is the stable.
Okay, on to the 7:20 next, race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap for 4-year-olds and overrated 47 to 65, and it's over a mile and a quarter, and Shutter Island hedged the betting this morning at 9 to 4. It's 9 to 2 for Dane Quest. New Regalia is 8 to 1, 9 to 1 for Granny on Fire, 10 to 1 for Kelowna Empress. Via del Corso is also 10 to 1. It's then 12 to 1 or bigger prices the rest. Shutter Island at the top of the betting, Andy, has run some decent races in maiden hurdles, and back on the flat half a mark of 47, is that a little bit generous here?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, if this doesn't win, I think Charles O'Brien would lock himself in a dark room for a couple of months, and me included as well. I mean, this horse has got to rate one of the best bets on the card. If it fails off 47, then we're in trouble. I mean, basically, yeah, this horse has been running in much better company in maiden hurdles, as you already pointed out. How it didn't win that other race, that race down in Wexford the other day, is one of the mysteries of the turf. It absolutely flew home in the hands of Mark Walsh to finish second behind Sardinia when there was a bit of carnage at the last. Basically, just found the track too tight. But prior to that, he was second to Kitten Rock, in a very good race at Navan. Of course, Keaton Rock went on to win his next race, Red Arrow Grade, and ran really well in a Grade 1 the other day behind Abyssal. I think he finished fourth in that Grade 1, which rounded off the juvenile division. So he's been down in the very top table over hurdles, and he now comes back off the flat with such a lowly rating. He can't fail to win this race, really. He was an eye-catching seventh on his last start at Dundalk when he was stepped up in trip for the first time. Again, doing all his best work at the end. This stiff track as well. It's not a stiff track, but it's a stiff uphill climb from three out. They tend to go down the back gingerly and then come down the hill a little bit gingerly. But in the home straight, when they hit the hill, you really do need something to get home. And Shutter Island is all about stamina. The small rain they get, the better for him, because it'll slow the others down. And this will also be coming home 2-1 in the finish. So Shutter Island, probably my second best bet on the card in the 720.
Okay, Shutter Island, and his next best then in the 720. The 750 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and overrated 60-90, and it's over the extended 2 miles. And quite a lively betting heat this morning as well. Captain of the Fleet, 9-2 into 7-2, joint favourite. Silver Chief is the other joint favourite at 7-2. Way Down South, 9-2, nibbled into 4-1. New Ellen, 5s into 4s. Belweir going the other way, 13-2, out to 8-1. It's 9-1 for Days Ahead, 9-1 for Sharjah, and Came Hill is the 10-1 outsider. So a few of interest here, Andy, on the betting. What do you like in the 750?
Well, the tried and trusted performer around this track over the trip is last year's winner, of course, Captain of the Fleet, who was given a brilliant ride by Fergal Lynch, who teams up with this horse yet again. He was miles clear in this race last year and got the job done, beat Fleur de Nuit and Serecta, good form. He's been running okay over hurdles. Obviously, he was out of class last time out in a 3 mile Grade 1 race at Punchestown, but at least he comes here fitting well. And I presume he'll make the running again. Whether the other jockeys in the race will let him have such a luxury in front as he did last year is open to debate. The horse I'm really keen on here is New Ellen from the John Ox stable, filly by Montjure. Now, she's obviously racing over a trip which I'm not absolutely guaranteed that she will get home, but certainly the way she finished her race off the day down in Tipperary suggests she's got a good chance of getting 2 miles. She was doing all the best work in that mile and a half race. And that race is a race which I think podcasters now can start sort of getting on the right side of. We backed a horse called Truly Delightful out of that race the other day. It was a 20-1 chance and went down to Gowran Park and landed a bit of a punt for us. So I'm pretty confident now that that race is going to start working out well. None of the first three home have run, but all the ones in behind have started to suggest that speed figure of that race that was won by Cliff House is going to pay to follow. And the combination of the John Ox form, his stable being in good form, horse stepping up in trip, has got the hood on for the second time, which obviously worked last time out, all indicates that New Ellen's going to run a huge race here. 5-1 into 4-1, there's a bit of confidence behind it. So let's go with New Ellen in the 750.
OK, New Ellen in the 750, and on to the final race this evening, which is the 820, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and over, rated 47-65. It's over the extended 2 miles again, and Burren Bridge Lodge, similar to Shutter Island earlier on in the card, has been pretty good over hurdles and looks almost thrown in off his flat mark, and there has been market support as well, 11-2 into 7-2 at the time of recording. Keith Delight is 6-1, 7-1 for Hurricane Jojo. Roisin Dove is 7-1 as well, 8-1 for Seismic, and 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Burren Bridge Lodge, Andy, good over hurdles, off a lowly mark on the flat, and market support. Is that the one you side with in the last?
Yeah, nap of the night here, Burren Bridge Lodge. I've been back at this horse all morning. If you'd have rung me for a podcast at 9:30, I would have said to you, give me about an hour, because that's probably precisely what it took me to get as much cash as I could on this Burren Bridge Lodge tonight. It was as big as 9-1 with some firms this morning. Quite an astounding price for a horse who was heavily punted on its first run off a back of 535 days off the track. It was punted from 14-1 into 6-1 in that race, which was won by Cliff House. Now we get another chance of seeing how the form will work out in the 750, New Ellen, and providing that filly runs well, which no reason to suggest why it won't, the confidence obviously be increased even further for this Burren Bridge Lodge's chance in this concluding 820. That was a 0-83 handicap. The horse was actually out of the weights that day, so it had no right to run as well as the market indicated. I just thought this horse ran as though it needed the run. Clearly Connections thought that it didn't, but you know, it did chase a very, very strong pace, and it was very keen early. Obviously it was a bit fresh and well after that break, but it faded in the latter stages after chasing a hot pace. I'd certainly forgive it that, Hopefully it'll come on for the run. 2 miles on soft ground is absolutely ideal for this horse. All his best form over hurdles is over 2 miles on soft ground. They've got Sean Corby as well on board, the find of the season, the apprentice of the season over in Ireland, to take another £7 off. The actual handicap has dropped it from 57 to 56. So it's actually going to be racing a 49 here tonight and a 0-65. It's the fastest horse I've got on me times. And if that run has brought it on, then it should win the last race quite comfortably. So Burrumbeach Lodge, very strong vote in the final race.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a summary of all your selections one more time, Andy, if you'll spin us through your thoughts with Clonmel.
Yeah, brilliant card here tonight. Certainly a great punting card at Clonmel. I'll be disappointed if we do money here tonight. Hopefully Circling will get us off to a good start in the first race. Prussian Eagle looks a good thing in the 550. Chance to Dance, if he gets a trip, has the class to pull that field apart in the 620. Dixie Highway was a massively unlucky loser last time out down in Limerick. He's got a good chance to make amends in that mile and a quarter handicap. The 720, Shutter Island, looks absolutely thrown in for Charles O'Brien and connections in that mile and a quarter handicap. The 750, the first chance we get to look at that Tipperary form behind Clubhouse. Hopefully that'll work out again with New Ellen. And in the final race, Nap of the Night, Burrumbeach Lodge, unappealing form figures. If you delve a little bit deeper, has got a huge chance of landing a nice punt in that 2 mile handicap.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections in Clonmel this evening, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Yep, pleasure as always. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.